What's up, y'all? Yeah, we already live.
Yeah, I noticed. What up?
What up, doll?
What up, doll?
So are we waiting for everybody? I mean, are we gonna just start?
I mean, the other two is coming, like now, supposedly.
So then why the hell are we live then?
Because I'm just starting.
Bruh. All right, so what's up?
Let's go.
And then let me turn down the music real quick. How was your Easter weekend, bruh?
I worked.
Yeah, so did I.
That's pretty much all I did. Yeah. I mean, it was cool, but you know, I was home all weekend. But I worked. It was kind of trash.
My girl made this really, really good ham.
A word?
Yeah. Freaking Roundhouse made a 4-bone prime rib roast.
What, he brought it over or something, or he just made it?
Oh no, I went to his house and scooped some up.
They ain't
By the way, what's going on, everybody?
That bitch.
That bitch. Echo Ninja and Joe Not Exotic, aka Man Has No Nickname. Now he's the man with many names. And we got Sir Wednesday.
I think it's time to pull this pop stand.
Fucking nerds.
Shut the fuck up.
Chanoe. What's up, fella?
What up, fam?
What up, bro? So what's been up, yo?
How was your Easter weekend?
It was Easterly.
Okay. I mean, that sounds fair.
Yeah. I'm gonna lower the volume. Goddamn, your microphone is all the way loud.
Mine? Yeah, it is.
Oh, so it's just us right now?
For the moment.
You know, we already on, you know, talking shit. You know what I mean? Starting to go off kind of slow today because, you know, it's been a while. How's everybody doing? Anybody here in the chat want to say what up?
What up? I see you keeping the hairdo all nice and cool. You got the Superman S curl and shit, my man.
My hair is it does what it wants to do now. Exactly.
My man is like, it's a me here. Mario. Wow.
I washed it yesterday, and then when I came out the shower and like dried everything, it just like parted in the center. Mm-hmm. And I had like this like Herman Munster.
Oh no. That's wild. I heard it was good though. I heard it was fire. The Mario Brother movie.
I've heard great things about it too. I have not seen it. I do want to go see it though.
Nice. Me too.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe want to go see it. Maybe I'll tell the lady, and then we'll probably go see it because she wants to see it too. So, be a great time to introduce it to the rest of the fellas.
Yeah.
I'm off tomorrow.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I was off today, and I'm off tomorrow. I gotta go see a lawyer tomorrow.
A lawyer. So
the plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
It's not
avocados at law.
Yeah, it's not fun. I'm not happy about it, but today just made it clear that I have to speak to a lawyer. So
this is redonkulous. I haven't said that in a long time since I dated that mistake.
Terrible.
Yeah, she was. She was.
Terrible but true.
She was. I love how this motherfucker said, I'm on my way home. Everybody else is motherfucking here.
That was like what, an hour ago?
Correct.
He's probably in the chat. He better say something if he in the chat.
Yeah, you know what he is?
He is.
Fuck yeah, doing.
Fucking dickhead, there he is.
I've been here waiting for your ass. Look up, motherfucker.
Look up.
Hey, look up. Wow.
Been sitting here like 5 minutes waiting on your ass.
Oh, 5 whole minutes. Wow. I thought you were trying to find parking in Harrison. That's why your ass took forever.
Well, you know anyway. What, Roundhouse? You can go ba-doo-doo all the way down that street.
That's right. Well done. Yeah. Why the fuck we got this smooth jazz fucking shit going on in the background?
No, I'm turning it off now.
Please turn that shit off. This is not. This is not
like a jazz motherfucker. Look
at it's lo-fi, bro.
Exactly. Shut the fuck out, damn.
It's lo-fi. It's lo-fi, but yeah, it's lowbrow humor. Get the fuck out of here. Turn that shit off.
Shut the fuck up.
This motherfucker. Looking like Boba Fett. Not even Boba Fett, Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
I've been losing weight, asshole. Shut up.
Yeah, I know. I'm just waiting to lose because that's what's just been my MO. but I digress. What am I gonna do? Speaking of digression, welcome to another episode of True Story, Bro, where we talk about shit that you might like to hear about. Here with my boys, where for motherfucking strong, we might get our boy Black Caesar.
Look at him, he's coming in.
He's coming. He'll be here. He'll be here faster than Roundhouse was.
Suck a dick, nigga.
This nigga, that's your job, not mine. I'll let you stick. I'll let this professional stick to it.
That's right. So,
tonight, we will be talking a lot about the news of the past event that just happened this weekend in London, which was the Star Wars Celebration 2023. And we will be also talking about how John Wick changed the modern action cinema of today. But first, we already asked everybody else how they're doing. Roundhouse, how you doing? And make it 5 minutes short.
I'm fucking amazing, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
It was a beautiful fucking day out.
I had a doctor's appointment that motherfuckers canceled on me. It's some bullshit. It was like my insurance was supposed to is not covering something, but yet my doctor is under my insurance covers my doctor's appointments, but my doctor, my primary doctor, had to give me a referral to octa somethingology, whatever the fuck it is.
Okay.
Endocrinology.
Yeah, yeah. For the bees. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that didn't happen today. So they were like, you have to come tomorrow. I said, well, good thing I'm off. So so tomorrow I gotta get up, go there, because I got the referral now. So I go there, see what's up with that. Then go straight to the gym. Then go see Super Mario Brothers and then blow somebody's back out tomorrow. But just is like it, I did over the weekend.
Is it that nigga that looked like Mario that never showed up that one time?
Oh, no. Mario. No. Oh, no, not Mario. Super Mario? Oh, he coming. He coming. He just had an appendix surgery, so he's up for a minute, but I'm gonna be getting back to Mario real soon. You know, over the weekend I had my own little Princess Peach, Texas. So
okay.
He had his Texan Peach.
Yeah, little blonde hair, you know.
Find out you fuck with Nazis.
No, not the Nazis.
This motherfucker pulled it out like Zig Heil, you bitch.
But he was a cutie. He was a fucking cutie. You know, that was a good weekend for me because I laid it out. Nigga. But other than that, I had a great weekend. Yeah, weeks. Oh, let me tell you about work.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Let me tell you a real story about work. Real story about work. So I can't stand my
job. The rain gets my window. I couldn't resist. Sorry, bro. I love you. Keep going.
I can't stand my job sometimes. Like I shit you not. Last week was a whole week of like you speaking Spanish? I'm like, oh, fuck. I was like, come on. Like every fucking call was, you speaking Spanish? No. And then what makes it bad, like the last project I was on, we had people we can just transfer over and they could just take the case and, you know, do the whole thing. This project, no. We have to get a fucking interpreter to and then translate.
Damn. I've been there before, so I know your pain, bro.
I want you to picture this. Just try to picture this. You're setting people up on Medicaid. I just want to put now. Different states do different things.
Of course,
I'm not going to say the state I'm part of. I'm not going to say the project, but I'll just say this: one of the states that's south of us. It's fucking annoying. They want to know too much shit. And the fucked up thing about it is that it's like the application itself, it's long. So think about like 9 or 10 tabs with a whole bunch of shit you got to go through and ask questions of. Now you got to ask the question to the interpreter. Interpreter got to ask the question and they got to relay it back. Like an application by itself, 45 minutes. With interpreter, at least an hour.
Yay. Because they got to repeat everything back to you.
Yep.
Trust me, I've been there.
Oh, my God.
I had to do that for French calls because we took care of Canada. So whenever the French calls used to come in, I used to have to get an interpreter and all that, especially if the French people weren't there. And they only had two French people on the team. So,
oh,
yeah.
God,
that queue used to be ridiculous sometimes.
And the fucked up thing. Here's the fucked up thing. when they call, right? This is just anybody. Don't matter, Spanish, black, white, don't matter. They call and it's like, you have a script. It's like, thank you for calling, whatever. You know, my name is this and it's a pleasure to help you. But first, it's literally in the script. But first, let me get your name, your first and last name, and can you spell it? I'm calling because let me get your name, your first and last name, and can you spell it? I'm not asking you what your problem is. Give me your first and last motherfucking name and spell it for me. Do not give me your problems yet. I didn't ask for it yet. There's the part where I'm going to ask for it. Until then, give me your motherfucking name.
Yeah, they don't listen very well. It happened a lot. When I used to work at Apple, it would be like, okay, name on the appointment. Yeah, my phone, I'm like, name on the appointment. Because you ain't speaking to me. Yeah. I just asked you a motherfucking question.
Yeah, I just asked you a question. Like, I just need your name and the spelling of your name. I'm calling because I need your name and the spelling of your name. Don't ask me.
Don't ask me. No questions.
No questions. Like, don't try to dump, like it, what is it?
Info
like
dump.
Dumping on you real quick. Like, and it's fucking, and it's like, well, then, listen, I asked for your name first. I don't give a fuck what's going on with you and John and who, and bro, on some real shit, I've had a call, too many couple calls, where a guy who's Middle Eastern, he had 8 kids.
That's a given.
I mean,
now, okay. Here's the fuck the thing. 4 were on an application. So now I had to get the other 4, and their names were hard to get. No, wait. What, how you say that? How you pronounce that? It's like, sinker thinking. I'm like, oh shit.
There's a question over the P.
Oh yeah.
Exclamation points. Yeah. Question marks. Some backslashes.
It's like, wait, that's not the first name. No, that's the last name. Wait, so they got like 3 last names? What's the first name? What's the middle name? They got a middle name? No?
Okay. You should see Akon when he fucking says his full name and fucking Big Boy just looks at him like, what? He just says the whole thing as long as fuck. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. He's like, I'm African. I ain't that fucking African.
Yeah. but that's my story. And that is it. Other than that, I'm okay, but Jesus Christ.
So did anybody but Al and I check out even a little bit of the Star Wars Celebration news?
Yeah, I actually watched finally Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it What'd was think? It was fucking fantastic. It was what we needed for.
So let me ask you this then.
Ask me this then.
Where do you think the hate comes from?
From Reva being black.
Besides that.
No, but this is. You know what? And I know it's like a year passed and the show's over and it's not part of this celebration, but I finally got the time to watch it and I enjoyed every single part because it was that missing piece we had and needed between Revenge of the Sith and New Hope, and it was dope. My thing was this, and
that battle scene was hard, right?
That battle scene was fucking fire, dog.
That battle scene was so hard.
Man, when Obi-Wan lost his shit when he found out, she was like, Anakin's still alive. That nigga like, ooh, this cat looks real familiar.
Yo,
that nigga
just fell. panic attack.
That nigga had a panic attack. He lost all his midichlorians in a second.
You know what's weird, though? Sorry to cut you off, but you know what's weird? That's the first time in a Star Wars setting that we see a panic attack happen.
You know why? Because niggas usually kill their fucking people. They don't leave them to die on the fiery beaches of fucking Mordor.
Which is probably the worst thing you can ever do to somebody. Like, that's the most inhumane thing a Jedi could have done.
Nigga, that was his fault.
No. I know that. But the thing is, he could have just outright killed him.
Force push.
He could have just force pushed him into it. No, I'm dead serious.
I hate you. You're gonna hate me now.
No, I'm dead serious. He could have ended his suffering and pushed him into the lava.
There's no I hate you.
But no, he wanted lava. To live with guilt like a dummy.
Bro, he would have had guilt regardless. He had guilt flakes. That nigga just needed more milk.
Well, he wouldn't have had that goddamn panic attack. I can tell you that.
That's true. That's what happens when you don't finish your food. Acid reflux come back. And that motherfucker had acid reflux like a motherfucker. but the thing that was... Now, forgive me. Or don't. I don't care. This is the thing that killed me. So we had... white dude, extra white. We had Asian dude, extra yellow. We had possibly Hispanic girl, extra like red and shit. And I'm looking like, and the black girl just gotta be black. I'm like, what kind of shit is this? Who the fucking wrote this shit? That shit like, he's like, yeah. But everybody else is looking like an alien because she's black and with braids. They got a problem with a fucking chick with a lightsaber. Kiss my dick. It's my dick. They're like, Star Wars, this ain't the DMV. Why are you getting mad? Bitch can't get her braids tight. She was good. And she was awesome.
I liked her arc.
Yeah.
In that series.
Some people like it seemed convoluted what her intentions were. Her intentions were to get back at this nigga that killed her friends.
Yeah.
She thought that his son would just grow up to be a little dickhead just like him. But then she's like, I can't do it.
She cared less about being a freaking dark side user. All she wanted to do was get up in the food chain so she can be right next to Vader so she can kill him.
It was sad and satisfying when she got to the point, but then she realized she was fucking outclassed.
Yeah.
By this motherfucker.
Super outclassed.
Super outclassed. He said, I'm going to take your blades. He's like, you know what? Pick this up. Come get me. Come get me, sucker. I'm dancing. And like he had both lightsabers. He's like, yo, come on, Jake. Do it, Jake. You want to kill me, Jake? Do it, Jake. You can't do it. and that shit was fire. It was good. And I understand her motivations. Like, she had the motherfucking TLC song stuck in her head the whole time trying to kill Vader. She's like, I must kill Vader. And then her mind was like, what about your friends? That's all it was.
She just kept on chasing waterfalls.
Exactly. She should have just stuck to the rivers and the lakes that she was used to. But, you know, it's all good, though. She was just inquisitive. She was an inquisitor. See what I did? Fucking terrible.
You're ridiculous.
Yes, I am. But now, back onto new Star Wars Celebration news that only Echo Ninja and our boy Roundhouse could tell you because we didn't see that.
All right, so I'm starting out with we're gonna start out with this.
All right.
So we're gonna start out with the announcement of three live action movies.
A word
that are they're still a ways to go in development, but one of them is directed by Dave Filoni.
Oh, gotta love Dave Filoni.
Yep.
The other one's directed by James Mangold, basically the guy who did Logan.
Oh yeah, Mangold. Yep. Yeah.
And I can't pronounce this other one.
Put it up, type it, so I can have you not fuck it up.
James Mangold, he's also directing the next Indiana Jones movie that's about to come out, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's the one who directed the new one.
Charmin Obaid Chione.
Yeah. So Chinoy? Basically, Chinoy, yeah. she was the director behind Ms. Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the show?
Yeah.
Oof. Are they gonna not shoot in the far? Far away.
So directing and screenwriting are two different things. The writing was poor on that show. The directing was not. It was,
you know what? You're correct.
All the other shows and movies.
The directing was wrong too, because it wasn't Jersey City.
Yeah, that needed some directions. Maybe Google Maps to the real Jersey City.
For real. That is the only gripe I have with the show. The only gripe.
Yeah, that's true.
So Dave Filoni is going to be focusing more on the New Republic. So he's going to be doing a story about the New Republic. Basically, what happens, a story that's going to culminate all the stories like Boba Fett, like Book of Boba Fett, The Mandalorian, and Ahsoka.
Nice.
James Mangold is actually going to go all the way back in time.
Basically, the
first Jedi. He's going to talk about the story of the first Jedi.
Oh, wow. That's going to be interesting.
And the other woman, she's actually going to be doing a story. She's actually going to be doing a story after Rise of Skywalker.
So a good story.
No.
What would you say? So, no.
So
everything after Rise of Skywalker is going to be great.
It's because the problem I have with this is because they brought back Rey.
Maybe they don't actually know how to write her.
I don't have a problem with that. Only reason why is because again, the writing was bullshit and the direction was bad. Because on how they jumping, treated all of those characters.
Correct. They jumped between directors.
And that right. Was so
remember, they didn't do what they did with the other two trilogies. They had a full 3-movie story already picked out. All they did was do story. All they did was said, hey, JJ, think of a new story. Okay. And then that's all he did. He just did one story, and that was The Force Awakens. Then he was like, I'm just going to leave it open-ended so someone else could take over. Then Rian Johnson did. And he did the same thing, just did his own story. And then a whole bunch of people had to scavenge up to make a story make sense, to conclude it. And they had to bring back J.J. Abrams after that when they didn't know how to end it.
Because Rian Johnson fucked that shit up. He was like, well.
But that was the thing. He made it so. He did his own. I wouldn't say he fucked it up.
He fucked it up.
But he did his own direction, which didn't fit what was supposed to happen.
He fucked it up.
Think of it like this. Think of it as like over-seasoning a pork chop. And then you see how I did that? That's 20 years.
Shut up!
Once you over-season
it.
Once you over-season it, there's no Let hope it for die. That. See, now you sound like Kylo Ren.
Let it die.
He's
so stupid.
Like,
kill it if
so
you have to.
This nigga's so stupid. Anyway, Rian Johnson fucked that shit up.
He really did.
Like one, and it continued. The problem is that it's not even the fact that he introduced a new character, which is the Asian character. It's not even the fact that he introduced her. It's the fact that Finn was useless the entire movie. Then the second fucking movie.
No. He had a good way of going out if they were gonna let his character go. But they hold on. I'm not done. But they didn't. They wrote it in to have Rose save his ass so they can have some type of love thing that went nowhere in the third movie. Because he had a heroic end to his arc. He did.
And he didn't have an end. All he did was just get cut up from his back.
No, he was gonna go straight into that
He was gonna go straight into that laser.
And that was fucking poor ass writing.
Correct. But at the same time, you gotta think about it also. He had to deal with a lot of bullshit, especially with the international shit, because everybody's trying to get China's box office, and they were mad that this motherfucker was on the fucking poster. What disrespect,
right? Like the racism.
They fucking like could you just get rid of and you know what they did? They fucking used Photoshop the fucking healing tool, and they put droids there.
Yep.
Not since the disrespect of fucking Black Panther. Did we see some shit because of China's box office? Yeah, they said, "Can you have him keep the mask on?" Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. What makes that whole movie that Rian Johnson did? One, the way they treated Luke Skywalker in that movie, trash, horrible. And then Rey is just can't do nothing wrong. It just nothing happened. Bad happens to her.
She did everything wrong. What you talking about?
Next thing is the Leia thing. I was kind of like, okay. I mean, he could have handled that a little bit better, but
how so?
We got what we got.
I don't want to hark on the sequel trilogy too much.
I don't either, but I'm going to say, like, the movies were just complete. Like, the first movie, The Force Awakens, great. Good start off. Beautiful. The next two, what the fuck is this shit? And then, Ray, I got to tell you something. Say it, nigga.
You know what he was gonna say?
When you put your head down.
Oh yeah, no, it's this stupid, freaking ambient sensor garbage.
It was trash. And this is why they're coming back to it. First of all, this thing's gonna happen 15 years after the last movie.
I mean, it makes sense.
She's supposed to be a Jedi Master.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what? You just going to say she's a Jedi Master, but Finn ain't, and Finn is
nigga, not? Keeping it real, Luke wasn't a Jedi Master.
He really wasn't.
He became a Jedi Master.
He was the only one. He was the only nigga left. That's the difference. So I can call myself the Master if everything fucking break down and nobody knows.
But she's supposed to have this whole Jedi Order thing and all this stuff. And my only thing is just like, okay, I'm not excited about the movie. I'm really not. I'm not excited because even if it's 15 years, it feels like they said Rey is coming back, but they didn't say shit about Finn and or Poe or anybody else. Now but
that's probably all they can
get. Let me finish. That's probably what problem I have with it. If you're going to introduce Daisy Ridley as coming back, but actually you didn't introduce anybody else, it kind of bugs me a little bit.
But she was the main.
It bugs me because the focal point of the first movie was Finn. Now you made it Daisy. It became Daisy towards the end of the first movie, Force Awakens, and then Daisy the rest of it. Just fuck Finn over. But even the fact that you know the shit that you did with fucking Finn and John Boyega's, like, the whole character itself. You know you fucked that up. So let's do some redemption with this character. Nothing. Even if you have the mechanic, because John Boyega said he's not doing it. He already was like, I'm done with Star Wars. Let's see what that money's saying. That's all I'm saying. But let's see what that money say.
That's what I was about to say.
But if you have to recast him, fucking recast him. Cool. But let's not sideline him. And treat him like
talking to your mic.
Get back towards the mic.
Talk towards your mic.
Oh, let's not you know sideline him and treat him like he's nothing, like we did in the last two movies. Let's actually give him the status that he was supposed to have.
I understand that, and I'm done. And that's true. But the thing is, he has to also want to do it. Because think about it.
John Boyega, no.
I'm talking about the character itself.
Is supposed to be exactly
supposed to be the start of the Jedi Order.
Wait a minute, let me finish. Thank you. Understand that, but at the same time, because John Boyega was promised the moon and the stars, it's gonna make whoever comes to take his place, if they do utilize his character. Mm-hmm. If they want to fucking deal with it, because the last thing you want to do is like, okay, they promised me this, but they also promised John this, and they fucked John over. Right. Do I want to put myself in a predicament where I'm the person reprising his role, and then it seems good in the beginning, and then some bullshit turns around, and then they fucks them over? Nobody's going to want to do that, because then it's once, twice, two times, fuck somebody over. Nobody wants to deal with that.
Also with Poe, too. Like, what do they do with Poe?
This motherfucker, Oscar Isaac, is going to cash his checks as long as Oscar Isaac's going to cash his checks.
But he's Marvel, though, so, you know, I'm not saying...
He's under the same wheelhouse,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he's under the same umbrella. L-A-L-A-A.
I mean,
I'm going to cash these checks, nigga.
Good. Like, he's doing what? Snake? He's doing
whatever.
Moon Knight?
The story has to be good, and it has to be worth it. It can't be the same of the shit that they got before. Otherwise, it's not working.
I agree.
The main reason why they only focus on Daisy Ridley is so you don't have... Because think about it. Certain people, with the exception of... Like, in any other story, you got to fucking... Oh, this person's older now. We might have to use a different actor. Daisy Ridley is the only common denominator that's close to what we got in the fucking sequels series that we got as a main. So... because her character needed the most work, because she went from being a nobody to being like an OP nerf character. Right off the bat,
the Palpatine's fucking granddaughter.
Correct. Talk about a leap, like a motherfucker.
That's a huge leap, nigga.
Nigga, that's Uno. That's Uno out when you have every single card to put the motherfucker in jeopardy. Final, and then you said out.
I mean, originally, she was actually, because I looked up a lot of the behind the scenes of the sequel trilogy. Originally, she was supposed to be Obi-Wan's daughter. Originally. I was looking at that, and because a lot of things say that, especially now that the original script of Rise of Skywalker came out.
I like the fact she was a nobody.
And that made a lot of factor too.
I like she was a nobody. She her parents just left her. You're trash here. Just like she was a
nobody. That nigga was just mad because he came from a prominent family and they did him dirty. Luke Skywalker fucking had a little bit too many blue milks and he was about to take that nigga out. He's like, Grandpa, I just had Uno out. He's like, yeah, now your ass is out, bitch.
It's just you know, when they, I don't know, I have to see if there's going to be more, like, I have to see if there's more information coming out for it when the years come, but I'm not excited for it. And maybe if I get, like, a teaser and I see it, I don't know. I'm not excited. I'm excited for everything else. Everything else got me excited. Acolytes and the Acolytes got me excited. Like, everything else got me excited. But this, nah. I think it's because Kathleen Kennedy's on her way out, and
God, am I gonna talk?
And she's just, this is her swan song, and I think this is it. And not saying that she's not in charge of other projects, you know, she's not, you know, but this is her swan song.
Then let it be. If you're gonna do a swan song, you better make it good. So if this is her last hurrah, she has no choice but to let it be good. Otherwise, that's a black mark on her resume. Yeah,
you know, she's gonna be out. She's out the door after. I mean, yeah.
We'll see what happens. So Green Bean, what you got? What you got else you want to say?
I have no idea because you spent 25 minutes talking about the sequel trilogy, and not about the new movies.
Well. So what's next?
Ahsoka series.
Excited.
Gesundheit. The
fuck? Excited. Super excited.
Yeah. Of course. Everybody's excited about that. I mean, that's a given. Everybody's been waiting for this show for like the last 3 years now.
Well, yeah. Well, seeing the teaser in Mandalorian, you know what I'm saying? That just made it a million times worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like a novel based villain, and the villain from Rebels, Admiral Thrawn, is returning. So a lot of people know all about him who've ever read the books like Heir to the Empire and all that other stuff. The guy's a beast, and the guy who did the original voice of Admiral Thrawn is actually gonna be him. In live action, so
that's good.
I'll see.
And another thing that they did was, of course, they got what's his name, Ewan McGregor's wife, as one of the characters, as a Cinderella,
which is fine. She looked good though.
She's a Twi'lek, of course. It's whatever.
Look good.
And apparently, what's her face? Rosario Dawson. She like trained 14 weeks just to try to recreate the animated show stunts of Ahsoka.
That's dedication.
Facts.
That's some John Wick dedication right there.
she putting in that Halle Berry work.
For real.
Or Halle Berry put a lot of work in that shit.
But there was.
She got type 2 diabetes too.
But there's so much like happening with this show, and it looks great from the trailer. Like we said, like they got everybody in this. They even teased one of the characters from Rebels in Mandalorian.
Yeah, Zeb was in there. But they've been teasing a lot of characters from Rebels. They got Zeb, they got
I'm talking about the crew of the Ghost. They haven't been teasing them.
Yeah, I mean Zeb was in the Mandalorian the last.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking this season. They haven't been teasing them before that. The last time you saw anything that had anything to do with Rebels when it came to the main cast was you saw their ship in Rise of Skywalker.
Well, Ahsoka's part of that. I mean, not knowing where Ezra is, it's all connected.
Yeah. All right, what else we got here? We got Andor season 2.
I haven't even finished season 1.
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. Me neither.
Is it good?
I think it's good only because I like the espionage spy stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is your bag.
John Campia on YouTube says it's one of the best Star Wars shows on television. Besides,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Andor has that Rogue One feel to it.
And that's a lot. Awesome. And a lot of people like Rogue One.
Yeah.
That was another one that took me a minute to go watch. And I'm glad I watched it because it was.
But there's so many other people out there who say that Andor season 1 is like so slow and so like. Bland and this and that. I'm like, well, what do you expect?
It's not blast slash slash.
Right. But
it's
like, what do you expect from something of spies and espionage and stuff like that? This is people trying to make the rebellion, doing secret shit and all that other stuff. Like, what do you expect to happen? That's why they got them heavy hitters like freaking. They have a Skarsgård in there somewhere.
Them niggas is everywhere.
Oh yeah. And then they have the Acolytes coming out in 2024.
Can't wait.
The Acolytes,
Bradshaw and Farouk, right?
Shut the fuck up.
The Acolytes is based 100 years before the Phantom Menace.
And
it's supposed to, they called it Frozen meets Kill Bill. And I kind of had to think for a moment, but the reason why they call it that is because like it's about the show focuses a lot about a sister relationship. And basically about one's a misunderstood, powerful woman who basically is the villain and all that other stuff. And then the other one is, it's basically, and then with the Kill Bill aspect, it's a modern day martial arts film. It has that Tarantino influenced Shaw Brothers, Akira Kurosawa type feel.
Best be good.
So I really can't wait for this one.
Yeah, can't wait.
Well, you sound very blah about it.
I can't wait because I want to see what the fuck they do. I'm just curious about what they do. I just need a trailer. That's all.
Yeah, of course you're gonna need a trailer for a lot of this. I know you do, but it was good to hear that new shit is being done, and it's good to hear that there's more details about it. Yeah. I mean, I can always wait for a trailer. That's a thing that's inevitable. Hearing news about it is something that people either didn't know or did know, because sometimes these executives can be like, well, it's in the works, but that's all we can tell you. Like, really? Like, that's what happened at San Diego Comic-Con. Like, some people, oh yeah, it's in the works, but that's it. That's all we can tell you. Like, bitch, are you serious? You came here just to say that?
Hide it in the books.
Hide it in the books. Nobody reads. Then you have the Skeleton Crew, which has Jude Law, and it focuses on like a younger crowd. It's almost like it has a Goonies aspect to it. Mm. And it's a TV show that's gonna, of course, one of the directors who's going to direct one of the episodes is Bryce Dallas Howard. Somebody please give this woman a movie.
She's doing too much bright. She's doing too much stuff behind the scenes. She's like, yo, I can't have a movie because I'm making movies.
Yeah.
She good though.
Oh, and John Watts is one of the directors too, who was supposed to do the Fantastic Four movie but bailed.
Hmm. That nigga bailed like Christian. Okay.
And then they're doing a Star Wars Tales of the Jedi season 2.
Yep, can't wait for that.
There was a season 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's on Disney Plus.
Damn. Guess that nigga about to say they guess that nigga didn't need a trailer for that one. Okay.
I didn't even know.
Then there's the third and last season of The Bad Batch.
Haven't even started that one yet either.
It's okay. You're right on time for it. Then
the second season 2, yeah, definitely. Season 1 I kind of lost interest for a little bit, but I'll get back into it.
Then they have Star Wars Visions Volume 2.
Can't wait for that. That
I got to start it cuz after I watched Obi-Wan, it came on after, you know, this motherfucking thing keeps putting me in witness protection program. This fucking stupid camera over here. Anyway, all I need to do is destroy my voice.
Yeah.
And then Star Wars Celebration showed me. I can't talk about it. Anyway.
Show me on a doll where Star Wars
is right here. Right here. You said I had to use the force? No, but I liked, because, you know, ever since the Animatrix, people have been doing that with properties, hitting it off with what it's like. For a long time, Star Wars was only really live action. Yep. For those who actually read mangas, they actually turned a lot of it into manga form. But we never really had anything animation until Visions, which is great. I've wanted to see it, but, you know, because of life and shit and stuff happening, I didn't get a chance to see it. But for you to say that there's another Visions coming, that's even better, because that, just like said with Man and No Nickname, I can, in that batch, I can go watch Visions and then enjoy whatever Visions come after the fact.
So bro, it blew me out of the water. Like, I knew it was anime, but the shit that they were doing in that shit,
bro, these directors, they know what the fuck they're doing, man.
So it's different. It's different animation styles for this.
It's different animation studios from all over the globe.
This shit is hard. I'm looking at the trailer.
Yeah, bro.
It's like an anthology series.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And it's all different stories that don't link to each other.
Yeah.
And it's cool as shit. It's almost like a what if type thing.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
If you really want to be technical, it could. Like, some of those stories, like, can be in a different galaxy. So, it leaves the option out there. That's the good thing. It leaves the option out there that it could be out there, you know? Mm-hmm. Which I love.
See, now, and this is what I'm talking about. Remember how I was talking about, we'd be like, hey, we're still working on it, but that's all we can give you? Taika Waititi is...
It's Taika.
Is still working away on his Star Wars film. That's it. That's all they can tell you.
Yeah, I thought that was. Well, yeah, he's still good. They can't. Other people are not doing their Star Wars movie. Like
those first three. Kevin Feige's not doing his. They're not doing theirs for another few years.
No, they're not doing it at all. That is done.
Wait, what?
Taika Waititi is the only one that's doing it. Because when
I'm talking about the three directors that we were originally talking about in the beginning.
Oh yeah.
That are doing a movie.
Yeah, they're not
doing theirs until Taika's is done.
Yeah, Taika's still a go. Kevin Feige was supposed to do one, but
he ain't doing one. Happening. Him and what's her face is it, they had theirs canceled.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, he's so busy that his hat is not part of his head. He can never remove it now. That nigga, he is Iron Hat.
They did confirm that they're doing the Lando Calrissian series.
Ooh, with Donald Glover?
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of Donald, he hasn't been doing shit in a minute.
Yeah, he
has. This is why they got him to do it.
Oh, he's been doing Atlanta. He's been doing Atlanta.
All right.
And Atlanta's ending. So yep. He's going to be doing this.
He opened up a production company.
Yeah.
Of sorts, and he's accepting applications. So said he said.
Oh, said.
Check that out. It's open for like the next. I think it's there for like the next week or so.
Thank you for telling me.
And there's like different job roles, like PA, assistant, sound, film.
Is that in New York or Georgia?
It might be Georgia, but there's not much information. It's just titles of the roles that you'll be playing.
Well, cool. Nigga, trying. Nigga, you better get on the bus.
Early. Yeah, bruh, I've been applying for lots of places. I'm actually in a bit between a bidding war between Echo. Two jobs right now.
Join me on this.
So that's
early. Early.
Early.
Oh, Jeff is
early.
I'll punch you in the fucking face, dickhead.
Early.
Moving on.
I'll drive my non-existent car into your motherfucking mouth.
Early.
Moving on.
That's what this overhead right is going to come at you right on top.
Moving on.
Set my fist to Al's mouth.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Go for it.
Stop. That's it. Enough.
You lucky I ain't got no car right now. I come over your house and stomp you out like you on fire.
You will try.
That's what Anakin said. He got beat twice. So, my friend, Green Lantern, go for it.
Now you the Green Lantern.
Damn right I am. I just wanted you to say that back to me while this shit keeps putting me in witness protection. Stop it.
Pick up the hat. Nigga.
No, and, you think that's a hat that's doing that?
Yep.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch. Watch. I'm going to take it away and watch this shit come back again.
Doesn't look like it.
Nope.
It's the hat. Well, it's not. I just got back in the frame.
It's the hat.
Yeah, it's a hat.
I'll jab you in the mouth, sir.
It's a hat.
Anyway, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, they showed their final gameplay trailer. And the game should be launching later this month.
Haven't even finished the first one.
Really?
That game looks really cool.
So my biggest gripe with the first game.
You mean gripe?
Yeah, you heard me.
I thought you said right.
You did. This is the third time. Right.
Yeah. Gripe. My biggest gripe with it was everything that you did in the game, I'm happy with. Like the game itself, I'm cool with. I like the combat. I did feel like he was a little stiff, but I got past it. Was the end when you want to, what do you call it? The New Game Plus, right? New Game Plus didn't come out until like a year later. But then you had to start all over the game with no powers. I was like, that's not New Game Plus, bro. So I that was my only thing about it. Hopefully with this one, they you know, do it. Okay, and there was really nothing that they added to it. Like, you know, no DLC. Like, the only DLC they had was, like, cosmetic. It was like,
Bro, you know how many projects these people work on?
That's not my problem.
That's not your problem. That's right.
My problem is that they do nothing to further their game. It was just like, oh, well, here's the game. That's it.
They don't give a fuck. So, they got your money already.
Exactly.
So I know Forrest Whitaker is in the game. Does he play the same character in Andor?
Yes.
Fire. Okay.
He plays the same exact character in every single Star Wars IP.
Yep.
Movies, TV show, or video game.
Nice.
Or because that's his character. So, supposedly you can the Coruscant is a playable planet in Survivor, but it's not open world, which I already figured that was going to be a no.
Did you hear about the dude that played Jar Jar Binks?
We saw it in Mandalorian.
That was so dope.
It was dope.
What happened?
So you know the Jar Jar Binks character got so much ridicule back when, you know, they introduced him and shit. And the guy who played him like got so much slack for it that he was like he had like, you know, end of life, you know, thoughts.
Oh my depression. Gosh.
Depression, all that stuff. And he was redeemed by being put in the Mandalorian as what was it that he was a Jedi that
saved he was a Jedi instructor for the Padawans.
He was a Jedi that saved Grogu.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. But it was a Jedi that they used when back in 2022 they created a Jedi character for him for a game show.
Oh,
but yeah. They made that character canon in the Star Wars universe and basically upgraded him into Mandalorian.
That's good. So it made his character canon, so he didn't want to put his head in the canon. Good.
Correct.
Yeah, nice. Basically.
And well, we don't know, but the character ain't dead. Last time we saw him was alive.
So. My nigga got a paycheck, so he definitely ain't dead. So definitely dead. And it happened twice, so it's not the hat. Eat my ass, both of you.
When did it happen?
Well, that's not my goddamn problem.
It didn't happen, nigga. It's in your fucking head.
The whole screen went black. It was serious.
It's just his face. Anyway.
It's just your beard, comb it.
No.
You're right. It's not black anymore. It's black and salt and pepper.
Wow. Speaking of beards, Al, have you tried Fenrir's Roar?
Roar?
What was that?
It's the from Beer Struggle.
Beer Struggle.
It's their new fragrance.
No, mm-hmm. I haven't tried a new fragrance.
Mm-hmm. That's a new fragrance, and then they have the Black Fire. I got
is the that made that, by Dylon?
That shit is hard.
Dylon. Dylon,
exactly. Because I make Black Fire.
All right.
Now, according to this, Star Wars Rogue Squadron is still in the works.
I don't believe them niggas.
Yeah, but Patty Jenkins is not directing it.
I know. They got somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Patty Manny. Nigga, I must be stopped.
Oh, but check this one out. Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy is not actively in development.
Thank God.
Which means that they're probably going to fire that motherfucker.
Thank God.
They do that shit, then I'm gonna really have my.
That motherfucker needs to just stick to his. That motherfucker just need to stick to his own fucking shit, which is Glass Onion. Those things are great.
You mean which is Glass Onion was the second movie?
Yeah, it was. No. I really didn't like Glass Onion as much as the first.
Series. Well, was it
Knives Out series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Glass Onion.
Knives Out was hard.
Knives Out, yeah, the Knives Out.
Series. Yeah, Knives Out was hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, that Glass Onion was cool. It was cool. It was all right.
It just wasn't as good.
Really?
In my opinion, yeah.
That one reminded me more of Clue.
Yeah.
They all did, but
they even referenced it.
The first many, one was much better. Times. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, no, the first one was much better, but this one had I guess I should say more character in
Sorry.
It.
Yeah.
What?
No, trying to do something and the shit broke. I'm like, you fucking stupid.
Well, it had more characters and more character, and I guess I don't.
And of course, let me just finish this off.
Yeah.
And Celebration is going to be in Japan in 2025. Oh,
that's cool. That's because the reason why that happened is because it was going to be in Orlando. Ron DeSantis had to fucking fuck with Disney. And they were like, oh, yeah?
Who the hell was Ron DeSantis?
The governor of Florida.
Oh, okay.
So the whole thing, he's combating Disney, right? Apparently.
Why?
And because of that, you know, because Celebration brings a lot of money to the state.
Oh, yeah.
So because,
Chicago.
Because of that, you know, being that Disney owned, you know, they were like, well, we're going to Japan. Fuck Florida. So that's why it's in Japan. We were going to get beer. It was going to be in Orlando, but Ron DeSantis had to, you know, combat Disney, and now it's in Japan.
Did it again? No hat.
It did it. I saw it.
Uh huh. Oh, so you believe in magic, huh? Santa Claus too. Yo, fuck.
You know why I did it though? Because your black ass hair. Anyway.
Yeah, at least my hair's still black. Salt and pepper.
My hair's still black.
Salt and pepper hair. We like, in effect. Like, hey. Hey, to do it, hey, baby. Defines
me, bitch. Anyway, Gecko, go ahead.
Okay, so the next one we're going to talk about is how John Wick changed the action cinema genre.
Well, let's talk. Let's just ask if anybody's seen John Wick yet.
Well, any of the John Wicks.
He said I'm just John talking Wick, about period. John the just we the genre about. Of John Wick itself. Yeah. Just
but did anybody see 4?
We did. We talked about that before.
We talked about this last week. You weren't here, remember? You were on a date. Bitch.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Anyway,
I did see John Wick 4. It was good.
Okay. Anyway, like I'm gonna said,
stomp you out like you're on fire.
How?
So, good luck trying. I don't stay down, bitch.
So John Wick. That's what your dad said. John Wick 4 is literally considered by many people, quite possibly, if not the greatest action movie ever made.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know why? Because
goddamn stunt team. That's why
the stunt team. It was a stunt. It was a movie done by like stunt people who were tired of seeing the same bullshit all the time. Granted, as a stunt performer, which you know what? It's funny. I might reach out to my boy. Maybe he'll pop up on the next episode, him being a stunt performer, stunt actor, and seeing like, oh, your main thing is to make the talent look good. But that only works if the talent is willing to do the work. Now, when it came to Keanu Reeves, ever since The Matrix, this motherfucker knew, oh yeah, to make this shit look good, I gotta do it. For anything serious, then of course I got my stuntman for that. Who his stuntman was in The Matrix? Chad Stahelski, who is also the stunt coordinator and creator of John Wick. So because in other action series, such as I'll put one that's infamous in the stunt, two of them. One was The Bourne Identity. Now, The Bourne Identity gave birth to Snakey Cam. We had a lot of fast movement.
Snakey Cam?
Snakey and Shaky Cam. Snakey Cam, yes. So because it did both, but it made sense for that because you had to get into the same mindset as Jason Bourne. So shaky, fast movement, right. Stuff like that. That made sense for that. But then people started relying on Shaky Cam to hide the bad. Taken 2. But what you got for Taken, you got to understand, Liam Neeson is 937 years old. That's why he died in Star Wars. The nigga was tired. He went from tired to Taken, but it's all good. That's what happens. You wake up quite a sweat when you're hunting for niggas. Oh anyway. I have a particular set of skills.
Hunting niggas.
Hunting niggas. I'm talking shit. But for real, wait, for that.
Taken has Shaky Cam?
The second one. A little bit more. But you have to realize he was also older and he thought he was only going to make one. So that there goes that. But the biggest offender of multiple cuts without the satisfaction in an action genre, you know who that was? It's our boy Danny Bitchass Rand from Marvel's Iron Fist.
I think Colombiana got it bad.
But guess
what? Wasn't that bad.
It was Shaky Cam.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It was Shaky Cam and a whole bunch of cuts, but not as bad as Iron Fist. Because guess what? Colombiana was Colombiana. Iron Fist was supposed to be a motherfucker that was the, like he said, I'm the Iron Fist of Kung Lung. I am the champion. Yeah. The chinigga was the champion of getting checked by regular niggas. Regular niggas were beating this nigga on the street.
Daredevil beat him.
But that's Daredevil.
Whoa. That's Daredevil.
Correct. That's Daredevil. And he didn't even have to have a chief fist. He just had to make sure he punched that fool in his cheddar cheese head, which is exactly what he did. The first episode when he fought that one bald dude that looked like freaking Keegan-Michael Key in the office building. 63 cuts. 63 cuts. That's terrible. For one fight scene. And he just fought the dude in the office. Imagine if he fought the fool in the DMV. 5,000 cuts.
What kills me is that why couldn't they use the same team they used in Daredevil?
It would have made things so much easier. I guess because the fight.
That's a good question.
The fight had to be specific because Daredevil is more like a street brawler and he's a mixed martial artist, whereas Danny Rand is supposed to be a traditional martial artist.
Well, if it was traditional, why didn't they just go back to Shaw Brothers or fucking do some Jackie Chan or Donnie Yen shit?
Here's the thing, though. It's not only the direction and post-production that's on that. That's the help versus this nigga can't fight.
Correct.
You know, that's what it mainly was.
He's right. He couldn't fight.
Fucking fight. And they had to make it look like he could, so they had all the fucking cuts. Well, so the post-production team had to work to make him look amazing, but we all fucking know what's going on, and we see the bullshit, and they try to hide it.
Correct.
You know, he only had
the motherfucker went from Game of Thrones to Iron.
Not even 3 months sometimes. He had 3 months of training, but sometimes they only showed him choreography in 15 minutes and he had to get that down.
I mean, he went from Game of Thrones. Cox,
he was fucking doing that shit for like 8 months.
He went from Game of Thrones to Iron Fist, dude. Like, he really.
Yes. He went from Game of Thrones to King of the Toilets.
Mind you, he wasn't even doing anything in Game of Thrones. Like the first season, he was doing something. But other than after that,
probably getting them cheeks clapped.
Loras Tyrell. But then
they blew his ass up.
Yeah, they did.
Cersei was like, fuck these niggas.
And the thing that kills me is, like, I'm like, when I'm watching it and I'm seeing, like, other things, like, and I remember we talked about it 1 year, Enter the Badlands, and how that was choreographed so well. And then we got Iron Fist. And the shit pissed me off was the fact that Iron Fist was supposed to be before Luke Cage. Well, because people like Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, they scooted Iron Fist out, which means they had more time. So how do you get more time and fuck up?
Good question. You know what's weird, though, when you talk about Into the Badlands, like, Daniel Wu, as being a choreographer and actor, like, it makes you think, like, Into the Badlands was great for martial arts, sword fighting, all that stuff. And it's like, where was this in Iron Fist? Like, y'all could have really got some of these people, and I'm pretty sure some of those people worked in Into the Badlands.
Nah,
we didn't even get a real Kun Lung. Them motherfuckers went to different places. That's probably what they also ran out of money. All the locations were a lot, but these niggas
was in New York. A lot of it was in New York.
These niggas showed me a studio apartment and said it was Kun Lung. They just saw a white boy getting his ass beat, and then they forgot that's not fucking Danny Rand. That's niggas who live in New York. That's all
they showed the halls of commerce and said, "Hey, this is a temple in Kun Lung. Get the fuck out of here."
They showed lots of places in New York, like they went all over the east side of New York, upper east side, like they did all these different locations in New York, and I was just like, okay.
But then take that
lower east side,
and now look at what the same location, right?
Mm-hmm.
John Wick 2,
correct.
John Wick 1.
And look what they did with John Wick.
The first John Wick. Shit.
Because they knew.
Yeah, the first John Wick.
Did you know that John Wick was originally supposed to be called Scorn?
Yep.
And Keanu Reeves was like, nah, John Wick. And then he just kept calling it John Wick, and eventually it was John Wick. And I'm glad. Scorned? That sounds like a movie on fucking Lifetime. Something
that actually was
Scorn. Scorn, Scorn, and it's Scorn 2, 3, and 4. Fuck out of here.
Scorn.
Oh, they would have been like, kill this nigga.
Some shit like in Tropic Thunder.
God damn.
Scorched.
So what was great is, because last thing I'm going to say to Iron Fist, and then I'm going to segue to freaking John Wick like we were talking about. With Iron Fist, thing that pissed me off was like, all right, cool. This, and they did a lot of work in the shadows, which you also noticed, like when he was fighting the hand and he couldn't get his hand to glow. There were a lot of fighting in the shadows, which you could easily see was his stunt double. And then I'm like, yo, his stunt double was able to move. Even the dude who's playing Davos is able to convince me that he knew some type of martial arts. But not this motherfucker, not Finn Jones.
Jessica,
but it's like
Hardwick. That's her name, right?
Not Jessica. I forgot. But yeah, the girl who played Colleen.
Can do this shit.
Correct. My thing is this.
She's in the Acolytes, for Christ.
If this dude,
and she was in Game of Thrones.
Correct. She actually did some fighting though.
Yeah, she did fighting in Game of Thrones.
Dude. But the thing is, I'm like, does this motherfucker look like an elephant testicle? Why are they showing his? Why couldn't he be the Iron Fist? Is he that bad of an actor? I looked at the dude. I'm like, no, he's pretty okay looking dude. He could have been Danny Rand. Why did they give it to this fuck boy? No offense, Finn. Why did they give it to this fuck boy? And then call it that. Like, were they riding off the Game of Thrones train? Like, what?
Yeah, because you had two actors from Game of Thrones.
That's true. They did. But what sucked about it is it took too long. They took too long to get to the point. And by the time it was Iron Fist season two, where they actually did better, nobody cared anymore. You have X amount of episodes to get us where you need us to have us. And if you don't, you lost us.
There was one scene.
Do you know I almost forgot that there was a season two?
it was actually good, but it was too late, baby. Now it's too late.
There was one scene in Iron Fist season two, I think it was season two, where he fought the guy with the drunken that does the drunken boxing.
That was the first one, and that was garbage. That was
season one, I
believe. No, season one. That dude whooped his ass so bad.
Yeah, but then that nigga got his ass whooped in Mortal Kombat.
He beat him.
That nigga went to Mortal Kombat and got his ass whooped. He switched places. He was Danny Rand in Mortal Kombat. He was just getting his ass mollywopped all the goddamn time.
But
what was that nigga, Cole Young? Cole Sprites?
Oh my God.
Coca-Cola?
What kills me is that guy, that actor, is a really good martial artist.
Oh yeah.
He just picks shitty works like Woo Warrior. Fucking garbage. Woo Assassins, my bad. Woo Assassins was trash.
Woo Assassins was bad, bro.
And I feel bad.
Shit was doo-doo.
I feel bad because what's his name is in it from The Raid. Like, really? You need that much? You hurt me for money?
They had so much talent, and then the writer, whoever crapped out that script, was, like, awful.
You know how many cuts is in that show? Fuck that.
Dude, I tried with that. I was, like, really trying.
I actually got through the whole thing. I was just all like, I can't believe I watched all this.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing too. To be disappointed.
How? I couldn't.
This guy says he's almost here like three times.
Oh yeah. My man, he got the DeLorean. He's going back to time. He's trying to stop Biff Tannen and shit. It's all good. That's our homie. He's gonna try and make it. He came through last night with the baseball slide. And then he was able to give his points, but back to John Wick.
The John Wick idea has been around, and it's basically like a passion project for Keanu Reeves since The Matrix.
Correct.
So he was talking about this shit with Chad and the rest of the goddamn stunt guys for years.
Oh yeah.
It was him and Tiger Chan, one of his choreographers.
Yeah.
Tiger Chan's amazing choreographer.
Tiger Chan's actually in the third one.
Yes.
He's in all of them. He's in all of them. He's a choreographer for a lot of them.
But here's the thing, though. With movies like this, it's like, yeah, you have to definitely base everything off of the choreography.
Yeah.
But the choreography was done so excellent that you didn't have to deal with the actual production of the film itself, because everything was just one smooth motion. You know what I'm saying? There might have been a few cuts here and there, but it wasn't too crazy to the point where you're like, all right, nah, this is too much. It was actually fluid throughout the entire series. You know what I'm saying? What they were able to do at this point was to add touches of, you know, the cinematic experience, like the fucking scene in the apartment building in 4.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking dope was that overhead camera view?
Yep. Oh, with the dragon breath?
Yo, bro, that was so dope. And it was just showing him all going all around all the different rooms, just murking people.
That was Call of Duty, bro.
Dope.
That shit became a video game, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Hotline? What was it? Miami Hotline?
Hotline Bling?
What? No, there's a game called Miami Hotline. It's kind of where they got the inspiration for the top view.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, honestly, my favorite thing in 4 has got to be the stairs.
Ran up those stairs.
That stairway fight. Oh my God.
He tried to get up those stairs.
Yo, he when did. When he got all the way to the top and my man's kicked him down and he went down all the way to the beginning, I was like, bro, there's no way he's still rolling down these stairs.
Word, I was like, grab the pole. Grab the pole.
But
just I heard the Mario shit when he went down, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
But just the having, trying to choreograph fights on stairs and doing as safe as possible stunts on those is ridiculous. Lots of padding, I'm sure. Oh, yeah,
definitely. Definitely. You have to.
Like,
especially those steps. Those are steep. Like, those, like,
yeah, they were steep as hell. And you had those flat sides. And motherfuckers were just rolling down the sides or hitting the steps and going face forward. That shit was dope, though.
Oh, and don't get me started with the fight in the middle of the fight on the street with all the cars going.
Oh, man, that was good.
Oh, in the middle of London. Yeah, that was so dope.
You mean with the monument? That was France. Yeah. That was still France. That wasn't London.
Either way, it was Europe.
France.
We come from France.
No, he's like France. We come from France.
Paris.
We come from France.
Paris, France.
I saw the behind the scenes of that. I was like, holy shit. They put green screen on cars just to make it seem like there was a whole bunch of them. When at that time, it was like maybe four cars.
Oh, yeah.
Going around in circles.
Otherwise, they just committed vehicular manslaughter and everybody's a witness.
Yeah, because in Paris, they actually drive like that. It's actually like that. I have a source.
But
so the cars are actually driving like that around the monument, and so to do that the way they did it, I was like, "Holy shit!"
Now to really test these four movies against maybe like another great movie, but it's older. Like, what would you pick that can go up against this?
Four?
That can just go up against like any one of the John Wick movies. Because they're all great.
It's tough because it redefined the action genre.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what was your quintessential, like, action movie?
Like, action? Straight up action?
It's tough because
what other type of action is there?
It's tough because what it did was pay homage to all the great martial art movies because of this. With John Wick, they focused on a lot of wides because in Hollywood, they did way too much close-ups, push-ins, all this other extra stuff that doesn't need to be there. You just want to see the fight. But a lot of the times when they're trying to do action, those are the ones who usually flop it. But when it comes to Hong Kong and everything else, those guys know how to shoot action because they have a second team. They have a motherfucking that second unit is for action specifically.
Now I'm gonna start. I'll start. So
then you start.
You're good.
Start.
So to go up against the four movies, I'm gonna pick the Police Story series.
Okay.
Jackie Chan's Police Story series.
I could say that.
Police Story 1, 2, and Super Cop.
But you get it now. That's Hong Kong.
That's Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah. I get that. But it's an action movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood or Hong Kong.
But that's why Roundhouse's apprehension was there. Because when you say, but now that you clarified Hong Kong, but like I said.
Yeah, like, because when you say action movie, like, are we talking just strict Hollywood or we're talking about like Hong Kong? Does it all the time.
Overall. Yeah. But yeah, now that he mentioned Police Story, now it makes much more sense and you can get a better definitive answer.
I mean, I could take it to another, because they were, a lot of them are action stars, I could take the Expendables, like the Expendable movies.
You know what? I'll take that because there weren't too many close-ups. They tried to do it wide so that way people could see the action, especially since the cast were
Action stars,
but some of them were older. They wanted to make sure that you let them know, like, they're the ones doing it.
And knowing Stallone, wasn't many cuts.
Correct.
For the action.
Yeah.
The nigga broke his neck on fucking screen when Stone Cold bum rushed his ass.
Word, now, he did.
Okay, here's a Hollywood movie, even though it had a lot of Hong Kong people in it. Into the Dragon.
But yeah, that was like one of the templates of it.
Yeah.
Because Bruce wanted to make sure everything was here. He didn't want to do anything too crazy. The only time he did something crazy, if it was like a jumping fly kick to the face or something.
Yeah. Like, I'm
but
not
that
saying,
was the time. Like, but I'm get what you're saying. Saying.
I'm not comparing one, what is better than the other.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, like, where do you think, what do you think, what older movie could have been inspirations for these John Wick films?
Oh, there's plenty. There's
like where, what do you think? What is your quintessential action movie, whether it's Hollywood or whether it's Hong Kong or what have you, that still stands up today to you, that can be top tier like John Wick?
I fuck with the Bourne movies. The Bourne movies definitely are similar.
They definitely did.
Raid Redemption.
Oh yeah, The Raid series.
Still old, waiting for that old third boy one. Is another one. You know what I'm saying? Old Even boy. Though it was a different, you know, take on an action movie. It's not really an action movie. It's more of a drama. Yep. But you had those scenes, like the scene in the hallway where he was fucking niggas up with the hammer. Like, that's such a dope scene. And they were able to clear scenes where he was fighting with people in the middle of a hallway or in the middle of a room, and it was just one fluid shot.
That was the original hallway fight.
It's one of the, actually, it's one of the cornerstones of a lot of the hallway scenes now.
Yeah.
If you look at all movies that do it, including Daredevil.
Of course.
And, it's true. And they try to do that shit with Iron Fist. Well, the hallway scenes is very... It's from the
it's Oh Boy. No, it's from Oh Boy.
Well, Oh Boy, yeah. And then
the radio.
They did it and took it to another level because that the hammer scene was
the fun. The reason why Oh Boy did the best is because Oh Boy showed you with every other like action movie, the invincible hero. And that was the one thing they were smart to do with John Wick, to show you even though he's quasi invincible, he still has to obey the laws of physics. He still has to reload his gun. He still gets tired. And that was something that they showcased.
I mean, I don't know if he obeys the laws of physics. You know how many times this guy has fell from high places and lived?
Yeah.
The last movie, he fell from a high place. He got shot off the high place and was like,
boof. More than likely.
And in four, when he was in that club, when fucking Scott Atkins, another great stunt and martial artist, kicked his ass right off of the damn thing. And
in a fat suit.
Damn right. When I saw him, I was like, that's not Scott Atkins. And my fiance was like, that's Scott Atkins. I was like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Shout out to Donnie Yen. He was like, yo, I need you in this movie, dog. And he called him up because he been wanting to get into the John Wick movies.
So it wasn't just Donnie Yen that was in this movie. But if you ever noticed, a lot of, like, there was one guy. And I hope somebody noticed that there was a lot of undisputedness in this movie.
You ain't lying. The only thing that was missing was Michael Jai White in this
movie. Yes.
They had Marco Zarone in there, and he was the bad guy from Undisputed 3.
Yeah.
I don't think they wanted someone so uppity in a movie like this.
Uppity?
Michael Jai White's a bit kind of like...
But when it comes...
He feels himself a lot.
That's true, but guess what?
He can.
Yeah, he's sounding like Uncle Ruckus right now.
Yeah, for real, you really sound like Uncle Ruckus.
John Wick wasn't trying to have no uppity niggas on the show.
Go online and look up some shit about how this guy talks shit about a lot of martial artists. Yeah,
but
if he can back it up.
And he deals with.
He can talk shit about how he can beat Bruce Lee.
I remember he got a lot of flack for that. But guess what?
He got a lot of flack for that. But if you
I would like to,
Lee, hey, we he had a still says it to this day.
But what you know what? If I had a time machine, guess who the fuck I'd bring in this bitch? I'd be like, yo, Bruce, we only got like 2 hours. We got to fight this guy, and you got to go in the UFC and show him how it's done.
Hell yeah, show him how it's really done.
But
he's the one who fucking pioneered it in the first place.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So
out of fighting with, I forgot one series. Ip Man, perfect. That was another one that brought it to the forefront.
We're gonna Donnie Yen,
Donnie Yen, Ip Man. Because if it wasn't for those genres growing in that specific field, we probably wouldn't have had.
Oh shit!
the freaking John Wick that we got. Speaking of that, my man, I'm gonna go take a piss. Tell Caesar about what we talk about right now so we can close this motherfucking show. I'll be back.
Okay.
Welcome, Caesar.
What's up, Caesar?
He's stuck.
So I'm gonna say the Chow Yun Fat movies, Hard Boil.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god. The gung fu in there. Most of his movies were gung fu. Like,
that's what I was hoping that they introduced him in one of those John Wick movies, but I guess not.
I think
maybe they'll bring him in Continental or Ballerina.
Now I think Chow Yun Fat's retired years ago. I think he's like done.
Nah.
Chow Yun Fat?
Yeah, bro. I think he's been retired for you. I think Dragon Ball killed his career.
You stupid.
Damn. But he old as shit, though.
Yeah.
I don't mean he still can't do movies. Like, maybe not action movies, but he could still be in them.
Yeah, he could probably be like the bad guy in the next one.
Look at Hideyuki Sanada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he can fight.
Okay, and what's his name can do his gung fu shit. You're doing more shit. Shit than the gung fu stuff.
Yeah, but Chow Yun Fat has put his body, just like Jackie, Chow Yun Fat has put his body on the line for them shit. So his body's taking a toll. I think he's like retired.
He's probably like damn near 70 years old now, right?
Yeah, he is. So he's like, he's good.
I mean, I think him and Jackie and those guys, I think they're up there. Sammo Hung.
Yeah, the last movie Jackie did was A Foreigner, and that was good.
No, that wasn't the last movie he did.
What was the last movie he did?
Last movie he did that just came out, it's actually coming out, it's called Ride On.
So the last movie he did was The Foreigner, like I said. Until the movie come out.
It's already been done, so he did it. It's not out here. It's out in Hong Kong.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I think Really Nigga.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It's called Really Nigga. That's what it's called.
No, what's it called?
Right On?
Yeah, Right On.
Right Arm?
It's called Kong
Kong.
Right On.
Oh my God.
No, Right On. Right On. Not Right On.
Oh, Right On.
That's right. And this nigga said Kong Kong. I just wanted to let you know that if you didn't hear him before. He said Kong Kong.
Oh, look at that. It came out April 7th. Fuck you.
Yeah. You must have been out on your date when it happened. I love y'all niggas. I'll tell you. There he goes.
Yeah, just in time for the call out.
This don't even look like a drama. It looks like a drama. It looks like a drama, not even a martial art movie.
Oh, hell, Caesar.
You know what's also similar? Drama. Not similar to like all of the action, but definitely like a story, like story wise. I just had the name. With Denzel Washington. Equalizer. There you go. Yeah.
Yep. Those are good movies.
Damn right. Denzel's taken.
You know what's other one too? Which kind of set it off for the Thai martial arts, which is Ambok, which really kind of just like set the for all those guys like the Raid and all. God damn, motherfucker, leave me alone.
So, hey,
is it thing called sound? Mute that shit.
Yeah, please, Black Caesar. What action movie do you think stands up even today? With how the John Wick movies are. And it can be Hong Kong movies or Hollywood movies or what have you.
Can't hear you.
Oh, can't hear you.
Go to settings and fix it. Go to the settings. Go to the settings and then change it.
He's probably fixing it right now. Yeah. lit, man.
I'm trying to think what other movies.
While we wait, they did show out, they did put out the trailer for The Continental.
I gotta watch that.
Which, I mean, it didn't show much, it was just a teaser trailer, but it was pretty dope. And I like what they're gonna focus on. They're focusing on the early upbringings of the Continental in the 70s, and it's going to follow a young Winston.
Yep.
You know, so that's one of the spinoffs that they're doing.
Ballerina
is set to come out at the end of this year, I think.
I think they're shooting for
or it might be a 2024 October. Release.
It's coming out.
I think it's coming out October. 2024.
I think.
Yeah, 2024.
Yep.
Oh, Norman Reedus is going to be in that? What?
For real?
Yeah.
Shit.
Hmm.
Oh, shit. Hit Girl's going to be in it, too. Chloe Grace Moritz.
Oh, shit.
She hasn't been in an action film in a minute, though. She hasn't been in an action film in a minute. She's been more like scary movies, dramas.
Yeah.
She's kind of stayed. She's steered away comedies. She's been doing. She steered away from the action stuff for a number of years. After Hit Girl, she was like done.
She was very young. That's why too.
Yeah, but you know she's done dramas, comedies.
Well, she wants to expand. She doesn't want to be
typecast. Yeah, she had.
Because especially when you do shit like that, you start getting typecast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the penguin show. I did actually see the trailer, or some.
Now, is this based off the Batman?
Yeah.
Penguin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It takes place. It takes place like literally after the first movie, where it shows his rise to power.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay, got.
So it's gonna be filler before the next movie.
Got you. Gotcha. Which is
the
good.
This movie is supposed to take place, like, I think 3 years after the first one. So,
I mean, the Penguin does take over the crime. Like,
ready to watch that shit again, bro?
Bro,
I hope he makes the iceberg.
I will watch the fucking Batman movie all day, every day. That shit is, and I don't even give a shit if it's 3 hours. I've already watched it like four times, or no, five.
That's my only gripe of watching it on the 29th is that it starts at like 10. So we're not getting out that theater until like 1 o'clock. And we're
having my car.
You gonna take your car to the city?
Hell yeah, nigga. I'm not waiting for no goddamn bus or train.
Why? Say less.
That way we can leave immediately. Immediately.
I'll when is this shit again?
The 29th. This is Saturday. The
29th. You gotta let me know soon. I'm gonna buy these tickets tonight.
You gonna buy them tonight? I'll send you the money.
They $3 for each movie, bro.
I'll pay for everybody. How about that?
That's what I'm gonna do. I wanna get the points.
We're gonna do Top Gun Maverick, and then right after the Batman.
Right after that is gonna be the Batman.
Mm. 29th, right?
Between both movies, we'll have maybe like I think 30-40 minutes.
And what time does it start?
So Top Gun Maverick starts at 6:30.
Okay.
After that, the Batman starts at 9:40.
No, that's good. I was just worried about the time because I work Saturdays.
You work Saturdays? What time you got to work?
No, I'm on at 12. That's why I was like,
okay. Oh, you good then?
I work Saturday too, but I'm taking a half day.
We out then, bro. All
right.
All right. We need to call this.
Because, Lexi's in here. All right.
It's just that we had like a minute. We had an hour and a half now.
Nah, we good. We good. Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Darkin' talking in your bed.
I don't even give a shit if nobody's even watching. I don't give a shit.
There's somebody always watching. Yeah, we were never big on Twitch. We were YouTube motherfuckers.
And I'm drinking my iced tea. Whoa.
Yeah. You look like a fucking
You know what? I want to recap real quick. So, Sir Wednesday, what was your conclusion of Jonathan Majors? Like, what is?
Oh, the conclusion is we're gonna fuck around and find out. We're gonna see what's going on. I see motherfuckers already primed and ready to drop him, but at the same time, I want to see justice prevail, mm-hmm. whether it's in his favor or against his favor. We just want to see, like, if this is happening and if it's not him or if it's taken out of context. We want all parties involved to be like, all right, brought into the light of day. But if he is guilty and he did do some fucked up shit, he's just got to get out in front of it and then see if he can, you know, do something about it. Last thing you want to do is be like on some Kevin Spacey shit where the shit finally comes to bite you and then you want to double down, but it's too late.
No, don't say bite in front of Kevin Spacey.
Here. Shut the fuck up. Oh, God, that was good. Well done, sir.
And on that note, all right, we ended right there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's nothing but to do it, Yeah. All right.
I'm so mad that motherfucker. If I ever see what's his name, Rab again, if I see him in person, I'm like, motherfucker, you could have waited until the show was over to accuse him.
Oh, then
you got the last season.
Oh, you talking about Anthony Rapp? You
should have told Rapp. I'm cursing him. I'm like, I hate you.
So I know. I'm glad you did what you did, but you could have did like your name. You should have waited till that show to fucking rap.
Word up, like you should have waited till he rapped that whole fucking season. Maybe they could kill themselves off. I don't know. Maybe they killed his wife. I don't know. But you could have waited till that whole show was over, and then do your shit.
But it's all good because the show was aptly named at the end of the day because it fell apart like a house of cards. Anyway.
Because when you take the important, when you take the centerpiece of it, it just crumbles.
All right, so Wednesday, go ahead.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of True Story, Bro. And if you like the content we provide to you, and we know you do, you've been coming back for 6 years, you turkeys. Feel free to like, share, subscribe, comment. Don't forget to follow us on the Instagrams, the IGs, at official True Story, Bro. Don't forget to go on a Twitter at official_TSBP. Don't forget to follow us on our Twitch at twitch.tv/officialtruestorybro. Twitch. Don't forget to check out this big blue bear looking ass motherfucker right here.
I'm a blue bear.
That's right. He's a blue bear at twitch.tv/hereroundhouse84. Challenge him to game, or just fisticuffs out in the street. But no, mostly in the game. Make sure you challenge him, first-person shooter, fighting games, what have you. He'll be there. Don't forget to check out our boy Echo Niagara on Saturday Night Nightmares alongside his wonderful fiance, Crimson Adams, and our man right here, the man has no nickname.
Here.
For all your horror movie pleasures and wonders. At Saturday Night Nightmare on IG. Not Nightmares, Nightmare. Don't forget to check out Saturday Night Nightmare because they hit mitosis and they split and now they have their own YouTube channel, youtube.com/@SaturdayNightNightmare. No S.
No S, just Mares.
Just Mares. Just Mares. And if you're thirsty like Echo, if you're thirsty like Echo Ninja, which he has been for this entire show, or if you're at a con or just at home like he is, feel free to indulge on a nice tasty beverage. Go to www.drinkwildbills.com. Use our promo code TrueStoryBro for 10% off. That's TrueStoryBro, 10% off. Remember, no bull, just bills. And then go to our merch shop so you can buy all of our faces. That's right, all of our faces. Make sure you go to true-story-bro.creator-spring.com. And yes, I have to say it like that because that's exactly how it's written. So how about that?
Nigga.
That's it. Yeah, and just like our old boy Redbeard, don't be bitches. Make us famous. We love you. Caesar, we're going to get your commentary and throw you in the Ancestral Features.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out, homes.